You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hello, Phil. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Phil, we can't hear you, man.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, Bluetooth.
Yeah, get us off Bluetooth. I'm going to put you on hold for just a second. Get us off of Bluetooth.
Yeah.
And get on your regular phone, and that applies to everybody who's on hold right now.
Sounds
get off
bad
your Bluetooth,
the
speakerphone.
It's not good.
And get on your regular phone. I think Josh does tell people that, but they probably think it applies to everybody but them.
Ouch.
Now we're back to Phil. Hello, Phil.
Hello.
Ooh, wow, that's okay. A lot better.
Did you get off your Bluetooth?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
All right. What was the highlight of your weekend, Phil?
We bought some new furniture.
Ooh,
what'd you
fancy.
Get?
Three-piece living room set.
Good.
How much did that set you back?
I don't know. The wife did the transaction. So
the wife did it.
I don't believe that for a second.
Come
I don't
on.
Believe you bought furniture for your house, and you're like, I have no idea what I paid for it. Why are you doing that?
Ballpark it, Phil.
Come on. What'd you pay?
$4,500.
There you go.
$4,500.
Sounds like
you know what? It's just going to get dog hair all over it.
Somebody's going to spill a Coke on it.
No, we don't want to do that.
Are you going to do the whole thing where it's like, nobody can eat on the couch?
Exactly.
Yeah, that'll last you about 2 weeks, bud. Mm. Then you're going to be plopping down with a bowl of nachos.
I don't know. You don't know my wife.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
She's a great kisser. I know that. So...
She kind of picky, huh?
He wasn't ready for that one, was he?
No.
Phil, you're a good sport. Let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right.
10 seconds. You know it is Valentine's Day. What'd you get your wife for Valentine's Day? don't say a new living room set of furniture.
A card.
That's probably okay because you guys spent a buttload on furniture, so...
That's Here's a fine. Question. Did you write an extended message in it, or did you just sign your name?
Not much for the mushy stuff, so I
You just wrote Phil.
You just signed it Phil.
Did you do that thing where you underline like the important parts on the pre-written card? You just underline a few words?
I did not.
And then you just write Phil.
Oh, my God, Phil. That's it. You buy the card and you don't even write an extra, like, you're the love of my life, or I'm so glad I met you, and you don't do that. You just
I love how
Phil.
Clean our couches are.
Well, we've been together about 30-some years, so it's...
So it's dead, Romance is dead.
So?
She knows that, you know, the furniture was probably more than enough of a gift, and doesn't really... She's not one to get, like, flowers on her birthday or anything like that.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just writing some heartfelt words in the card.
Oh, yeah. I'm not mushy that way.
He's not mushy, Dom. Leave him alone.
Mushy. Mushy.
You just write, like,
what a man.
You're pretty, Phil.
Sure got a pretty mouth.
Did you, are you going to get anything for Valentine's Day?
We'll see.
I
got a card for near my coffee this morning, so we started with that.
Now, did she write something mushy for you?
No.
Oh.
No, but she did underline a few things that I couldn't tell you.
She did the underlining! All right. Hey.
That's funny.
Whatever works for you guys. Good
All right,
you.
Listen, we're going to play some Rattle Off. Since it's Valentine's Day, in 10 seconds, Phil, these can be real people or fictional. But we're looking for five famous romantic couples. Five famous couples. Ready and go.
Romeo and Juliet.
Uh oh.
Celebrity department, guys.
Not
Man,
his
you
department.
You don't do mushy stuff, do you?
He doesn't do mushy stuff. No mushy Phil.
Well, darn it. Listen, I'm glad you called and got through and played the game. Thanks for being a good sport and letting us pick on you a little bit, okay?
No worries. You guys have a great one.
Thanks for noticing.
Bye, Bye-bye. Phil. I did it.
I did Phil. It again.
Oh, Phil.
Hey, Dina. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, girl.
The highlight of your weekend.
Shampooing my carpets.
You shampooed
nice.
Your carpet.
Nice. Well, it's about time they were filthy.
Get the
they
dog
were.
Pee out
they
of it,
were.
Probably, I
Ew,
guess, right?
God.
Well, I had to replace some carpet because of a cat, but basically I moved my bedroom into one room and to a smaller room and my sewing room into a bigger room.
Oh, missed out a lot of
thread. So your sewing room now gets like the master bedroom? Is that what you're saying?
She's got a lot of thread.
Yes.
Her thimble collection can now go in there.
All those little thimbles.
All your little thimbles.
Listen, people laugh when they ever see the master, because I have the master bedroom in our house. And there's a sitting area over at the side. That's where I shoved the bed. And in the main part of the room, it's almost like an office. I have my desk and other stuff there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's my space. I can do whatever I want with it, right?
Right.
Right.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you'll be more comfortable in that little space anyway. I found that sleeping in a smaller, more confined space is more conducive to sleep, by the way.
It's like a cocoon.
Yeah. So.
Do you make your own clothes?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes, I do. I do.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Are you wearing some of them right now?
Actually, I am. Yeah.
Your little pants that you made?
Little trousers.
My pants I made.
That's really cool, actually. That's
mad. I like it. I'm really glad.
Mad talent.
All right, 10 seconds. Let's play Rattle Off. 10 seconds. In 10 seconds, we're looking for five. Where are we on here? Five famous people named Jack. And these can also be real or fictional. Five famous Jacks. Ready and go.
Fox, Black, Jingleheimer, Schmidt, Kennedy, Nicholson.
What were the first two that you said?
Jack, Jingleheimer, Schmidt.
Yeah.
No, that was the third one. What were the first
two?
You said
two.
Like Jack
Your
White?
Phone was really...
I got that one. What was
Jack
the first
Black.
One?
Jack Black.
Jack Black.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Jack.
Jack
and Jack White.
Frost.
Okay, you're good.
And Jack. Okay, good. You know what? You're a...
Winner!
Winner!
Da, da, da.
Dina the Seamstress wins the prize today.
Can you make us shirts?
Yes.
Say, like, Dom and Jeremy on them?
Yes.
Or don't. Or not.
I would. I'd wear it. Make me a hoodie. I'll wear it.
If you have like a logo, I can have that digitized.
No, I want you just to. I want you to sew something on there.
Come up with your own.
Right.
Like a.
That's what I say. I'll make the hoodie, but then I can embroider, like your name, or if you had a logo.
Just wing it. No, just wing it.
We don't have a logo for Dom and Jeremy. We used to, but
just use different pieces of fabric and write Dom and Jeremy with different, you know, like a crime scene note, you know, or a ransom note, a ransom note.
Oh, that's.
All right, never mind.
Dina, you're the champ today. If you will stand by, Josh will tell you about your prize, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Dina.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening to the show and for playing Rattle Off. We will play again tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, here on the Dom and Jeremy Show at Mix 100.